Over the years, we've torn down some of the old barns on our property. One of the items that went in the scrap heap is something coveted by many today. They are called hay trolleys, and I'll take you to meet a man who has many of them. It's next on the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In the early days of this country, farmers put up hay by hand, everything from mowing to using a fork to pitch it into the barn. But as horsepower replaced manpower, people were still looking for the best way to get all of that hay lifted into barn lofts.
Surely there's got to be a better way to do that than forking it up there the European way. So a lot of the early inventors, including Bill Loudon, started inventing block and tackle systems.
That block and tackle system relied on what is known as a hay trolley that ran on a track in the top of the barn. A rope and grapple would be lowered to pick up the hay, then lift it with horsepower, and the hay rolled down the track and was dropped where desired in the loft. Steve Weber remembers one of the first times he saw them in modern day.
I went over and looked at those hay trolleys, and I thought, man, those are cool. They had the manufacturer's name, they had the patent dates on them, they had the towns that they were made in. I said, I'm going to look into that when I retire. That looks like something that could really be interesting.
Those hay trolleys were at a neighbor's sale. They had been painted and restored. Steve says it's important to remember just how vital these mechanisms were to farming and the general public.
The way people got around was on horses, and horses eat hay. So if you didn't have hay, you didn't go anywhere.
And the ability to put up hay more efficiently was a huge benefit. Steve says New York State was initially the biggest hay producer because of the tremendous need to feed all of the horses used for carriages in New York City. Making hay trolleys became big business as well.
There were at least early on 12 very successful commercial manufacturers of hay trolleys. They all had their product lines. They all had to improve them. They had to get new patents.
Steve has quite a collection of hay trolleys and more. And interestingly, the number of collectors is growing with a lot of interest from young people. That part of the story next time as we travel the countryside in rural Iowa City, Iowa. I'm Andrew McRae.